A downtown school and a shopping mall will remain closed as a protest, which police describe as well-funded, continues to choke off downtown Ottawa for a third consecutive day. Horns of vehicles have been blaring for most hours of the day since Friday evening, as large trucks and vehicles of supporters filled downtown streets. Ottawa police, which earlier described the protest as peaceful, now acknowledge some of the disruptions. "We have seen multiple cases of disruptive, inappropriate and threatening behavior from demonstrators," a written statement from the Ottawa Police Service, OPS, read in part, issued on Sunday, January 30. The police estimate the cost for them to police the trucker convoy demonstration is in excess of $800,000 per day. Police are aware that many demonstrators have announced their intention to stay in place. This will continue to cause major traffic, noise and safety issues in the downtown core, the statement read. "We urge all residents to avoid travel to the core." The police also said people who work downtown should work from home, if possible. The Ottawa-Carleton District School Board, OCDSB, announced it would keep Centennial Public School closed to in-person learning, with all classes moved online on Monday, January 31. Ottawa's School Bus Authority warned parents that some of its routes could face delays or detours because of the protest. An announcement on the Rideau Centre's website said, the mall will remain closed again on Monday.